When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by the wonderful people at PitcherList.com. I am your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter there at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you all had a great Monday. I'm here to recap your Monday action as usual and get you ready for Tuesday. So hope it was a good one for you. Checking all the good stuff at PitcherList.com and the great action on the diamond. Let's get ready. Some news and notes from your Monday. The Braves activated catcher Travis d'Arnaud from the concussion IL. He spent well over 7 days there, but he's back, folks, sending Chadwick Tromp back to AAA. Will be interesting to see how the Braves handle this situation, because before the injury, d'Arnaud and Murphy were basically platooning every other day behind the dish. We know how Murphy's hitting right now, Sean Murphy, that is. So Travis d'Arnaud, it's going to be tough to get him in there in a rotation, more like does he DH while Murphy catches and vice versa, but taking Murphy out of the lineup is going to be next to impossible. So let's see how the Braves play this one out. Pirates made some noise on Monday. They're going to promote one of their highly touted pitching prospects, Luis Ortiz, in preseason and spring training. Ortiz was the more hyped pitcher than Johan Oviedo. We saw how good Oviedo pitched to start the year. He's had some hiccups of late. He's had the growing pains, one might say. Ortiz is going to get the start here on Tuesday. In the minor leagues, he has a 2.23 ERA with a 4.41 xFIP, 22.8% strikeout rate. In seven games started, going 32 and two-thirds innings pitched. That's less than five innings per start. We'll see what he's got. He's got some good stuff, but his overall production has not mirrored his skills at AAA so far this season outside of the great ERA, but the xFIP tells you there might be some regression there. He's got the 22.8% strikeout rate, but he's still walking too many guys. It's like a 6 or 7% walk rate. Curious to see how he does. So he gets Colorado, which will be a great starting point at home in Pittsburgh to see how this goes. Cubs promoted Matt Mervis last week. They're promoting Christopher Morel on Monday. Morel is crushing baseballs. If you're anywhere on Twitter, you know what he's doing. He's hitting 330 with 11 home runs on the season, four stolen bases, a 30.6% strikeout rate, which is very concerning compared to his production, but a 1.156 OPS. Makes you feel a little warm and fuzzy. He's like the new standard of baseball. Does he strike out a ton but still crush baseballs? That's what Christopher Morel's going for. We saw signs of life from him in times last year. Didn't make the team out of camp, obviously, destroying at AAA. Really good power speed combo. Young ball player still. Nico Horner, we'll skip ahead of this. He left Monday's game, rounding second base with a hamstring injury. Looked like he was hurting pretty good. We'll see how he feels later today on Tuesday when he gets more testing done. But that'd be a great way for Morel to find some playing time. It was weird Nick Madrigal came in for Christopher Morel. But we need to find ways to get Morel in the lineup. It'd be so weird if they actually called him up just to sit him. That was the problem. That was the conundrum of getting him up, because there's so many people blocking him, where Matt Mervis was like, okay, Eric Hosmer, please move over. Where Christopher Morel, he can play all over the diamond, but there's people all over the diamond in his way. So we'll see how this plays out. But one piece might be out of the way for a little bit, freeing up some Christopher Morel playing time. Max Scherzer will take the bump on Tuesday night, and he told us all on Monday that he's still dealing with pain in his scapula, and he's trying to pitch through it because we're major league players, and we play with injuries, and we make it happen. That's basically the rough draft of what he said. We'll see how this goes on Tuesday. He was not good in his return his last time out, and now he goes to Great American Small Park, where if he's off at all, the Reds will have an early tee time against Max Scherzer. This is some sad news. Oakland Athletics' Mason Miller is headed back to the Bay Area as the A's went to New York after they left Kansas City. Miller didn't go east, young man. He went west, back to the Bay Area, as he is getting more testing done on his elbow, which felt tightness, right elbow tightness, after a start on Sunday. Mark Kotze was basically like, it doesn't sound great, but we're trying to stay optimistic type situation. That's a bummer. Good young arm. But this is the concerns we had. He's been battling injuries for the last couple of years. The innings, pitch limits, all that stuff. That was the biggest concern when he got called up. And it's already happened this soon. It's a shame. Hopefully it's minor. But Mason Miller can probably miss some time here with the Oakland Athletics. Jose Suarez to the IL for Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim with left shoulder strain. He's been getting beat up a lot lately so far this season. Last start was no exception against the Texas Rangers. They went to town on him on Sunday, left the game, went to the IL now, left shoulder strain. The Angels have activated Cesar Valdez from the IL. Look for Mr. Silseth to get some chances there for the Angels if he's still on your waiver wire. The Astros activated Chaz McCormick ahead of their game on Monday night against the Angels. McCormick went hitless, playing DH for the Astros. Michael Brantley was also with the team. He traveled with the team. He's supposed to be activated any day now, so keep an eye on that with Michael Brantley. Nolan Arenado was a late scratch from the lineup on Monday with a neck stiffness. It was really late. It was about 20 minutes at most, if not less, before the Cardinals game began. So late stiffness in Nolan Arenado's neck as the Cardinals are visiting Wrigley Field right now. Ramon Laureano, it was like the second play of the game, I believe, collided and injured his neck slash head and left the game on Monday. He is down in the concussion protocol. He's day-to-day. We'll see what they have to say on Tuesday about Ramon Laureano. J.J. Bleday went into the game. Bleday's been playing great. They have a few options there in the outfield, but Laureano, day-to-day, concussion protocol. Texas Rangers, Corey Seager to begin his rehab assignment on Thursday. He's supposed to play a handful of games in the minors since he had such a bad hamstring injury. It's taken a while to bounce back. So if all goes well, you can expect to see Corey Seager early next week sometime. I'd say like Monday, Tuesday, maybe middle of the week. But if everything goes well, I imagine he starts rehab on Thursday, plays Thursday through Sunday, maybe Monday, and we see him back. That's kind of what I'm thinking. We'll wait and see. I'm not a doctor. Alex Wood of the Gigantes, he was supposed to be out forever with his injury. He's not. We've talked about it a few times now. He threw a rehab assignment on Sunday, 3 2/3 innings pitched. It doesn't seem like a lot, but he got his pitch count up. He felt good. He told Kapler and the Giants he's ready to go. So there's optimism that Alex Wood can return later this week for the Gigantes, this weekend potentially, when they're on the road. Last but not least, Ramon Urias of the Baltimore Orioles left Monday's game with a left hamstring strain. He walked off on his own power, so a lot better than the Nico Horner hamstring strain, but you still never want to see it. Urias has been playing pretty good all over the infield for the Orioles, so that could be a potentially big hit for the Orioles and your deeper fantasy teams. Let's talk about some hitting highlights from Monday's action. MJ Melendez, 2-for-5 with a home run, 2 runs scored, and 4 RBIs. After a horrific start to the season, he's now hitting .200 on the year. But over like his last 2 weeks, 14 games, he's hitting .270 with 3 home runs. He started to look much more like the MJ Melendez we've come to love. They moved him from the top of the order to fourth in the batting order, and he's starting to flourish. So we might still have plenty of time. That's why it's early season. Don't panic. MJ Melendez is coming around, and he could still be in for a monster season with about 4.5 months to go. Christian Walker of the D-backs had a great, great last week, bunch of home runs. Kicked it off again on Monday against Braxton Garrett and the Marlins. Christian Walker went 2-for-4 with a double, a homer, 1 run scored, and 2 RBIs. On the season now, what a go here for Christian. Hitting .289 with 9 home runs, 28 RBIs, and most impressively to me with Christian Walker, a 17.3% strikeout rate. He's looking very good at the plate, very comfortable at the plate. Good to see Mr. Christian Walker. And then Gleyber Torres had the monster start to the season, got hurt, really hasn't been the same. Hopefully this is a sign of things to come. He's had a couple games here and there. Kicks off Monday with 2-for-4, double homer, run, and RBI. He's now hitting .250 on the year with 5 homers and 5 stolen bases. We got to get the average back up, but the fact he got the power-speed combo from Gleyber Torres is very nice. And also impressively, even when he's been slumping and not, you know, getting the base hits we're hoping for, a 12.6% walk rate and a 12.6% strikeout rate. So he's still putting the ball in play a lot. Just needs to get comfortable, needs to get healthy, and go along those directions. For more details on the day's top hitters, make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box at PitcherList.com. We had some great pitching performances on Monday, which you don't say very often this season. And it starts off with one Mitch Keller, who has just been really good this year, but dominant on Monday. 9 shutout innings. They call that a complete game shutout, folks. 9 innings for Mitch Keller. 4 hits, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts against the Colorado Rockies. The road Rockies is always a fun one to pick on. He had 11 whiffs, a 30% CSW on 113 pitches. He's having a great year. He's now 4-1. Mitch Keller is now 4-1 on the season with a 2.72 ERA, a 3.51 xFIP, and 56 strikeouts and 49 2/3 innings pitched. He's the real deal, Holyfield. He is the ace in the Pirates staff, and he is helping with all the fantasy goodness that Mitch Keller can bring to the table. Shane O'Mac, Shane McClanahan just keeps the train rolling. 6 shutout innings with 4 hits, 4 walks, 7 Ks against the O's. On Monday, the walks are not ideal, obviously, but he had 12 whiffs, 26% CSW, which is extremely low for Shane O'Mac standards, but on 102 pitches. but he's now 7-0 on the season. He's made 8 starts, 7-0, the 1.76 ERA, 3.42 xFIP, and 58 Ks in 46 innings pitched. In a world where starters have been a disaster, Shane O'Mac, where there was injury concerns in draft season, has been nothing short of amazing. And the last but not least, my dude, Zach Gallen, after, you know, he had 4 straight starts with no earned runs, gives up 3 starts in his last out. He looks a little human. He bounces back. He still gave up a run, but 7 innings, 1 earned, 5 hits, 1 walk, 7 more strikeouts against the Miami Marlins. He had 11 whiffs, 31% CSW, only 90 pitches in 7 innings. That's what's been impressive about this run from Gallen. He can go deep into games without the pitch counts. He can, sometimes he has the pitch counts, but 90 pitches in 7 innings. His ratios have been great. His strikeouts have been electric on the season now. A 2.36 ERA and a 2.39 xFIP. That's telling you it's pretty darn legit, which is great to see. And he's got 64 strikeouts and 49 and 2/3 innings pitched. People are like, oh, he doesn't have this great swinging strike rate, all these things. Like, how's he doing it? He's pitching, folks. He's pitching. I hate to break it to you. He's pitching. He's not throwing. He's pitching. And that is what's great to see with Zach Gallen. And he's getting it done. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and go read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. All right, let's talk about a couple of relief pitching highlights of the day. It's so sad for people that drafted Pete Fairbanks, not just because he's on the IL, obviously, but, you know, best team in baseball. They weren't giving him save chances because they were winning by so much. I think he had like 3 saves before he got hurt. Well, Jason Adam has taken over. He's already got 4 saves. He picked up his 4th save on Monday in an inning pitch with 1 hit and 3 more Ks. Jason Adam has been great. I know he's a speculation guy early in the draft season. If you're playing drafted holds, I know I have him. I plugged him in this week in a few leagues. Now he's doing what you hope if you speculated on him. He's sliding right in, getting the saves. We don't have any word on Pete Fairbanks more than we knew over the weekend on how long he might be out for. There's like more testing and whatnot to be done. So this is Jason Adams' role for at least a couple weeks, you'd imagine, maybe longer. So good on him. And then Ryan Helsley, people, the inmates in the asylum are getting very angry that Ryan Helsley had not had a save in quite some time. Like Giovanni Gallegos had had a save more recently than Ryan Helsley. Well, he picked up the save on Monday's 4th of the year, a 4-out save, and he did it with 0 strikeouts. It was not a dominating save, but he went 4 outs, inning in the 3rd, got the save, 4th of the season, fans rejoiced. Make sure you guys read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com to get more information on all things relief pitching. All right, before we get a look ahead to Tuesday's action, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Hey, Ed, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Ryan, a.k.a. C. Let's hear about the weather from the one, the only, Mark Paquette.
Thanks, Brian. Well, looking at today's schedule, we have one game that's going to be a weather headache, and that is the Padres at the Twins. It's going to be chilly. It's going to be wet. This isn't a complete soaking rain, but it's enough to be a little bit of a concern for a postponement. Obviously, a greater delay concerned as well. But again, I always like to say we have some good news and some bad news, and the good news is this is the only game with any weather issues. So back to you.
Thanks again, Mark. Always appreciate the update on the weather. Still some more rain chances in the Midwest or the Northeast. It's never ending, it feels like. But knock on wood, we haven't really gotten any postponements, which has been great. So let's keep an eye on that. Hopefully we steer clear. I think Minnesota is our hardest one to look at, but we shall see. If you're playing DFS, though, we got a few spots to target here. I like targeting Nick Pivetta anytime we can. Like, he's a wild card because he gets strikeouts, but he also gets a ton of contact and hard contact. And you face the Atlanta Braves, that is a bad combination. So the red hot Braves against Nick Pivetta, I'll go back to the Giants against Patrick Corbin. I say it all the time. Anybody that faces Patrick Corbin, Corbin's been good lately. That's the crazy part. But I'll go Gigantes and then the Mariners versus Andrew Heaney. Heaney's been bad, really, really bad. So Braves, Giants, Mariners, my first spots there. There's a lot of ways to go on it. It's a 10-game main slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. On the bump, Logan Webb versus the Nats. I like that one quite a bit. Webb's been great this year going up against the Nationals. I'm going to keep riding the Giolito train. Talked about him recently on some of my other content, DFS-wise. If you really break it down, obviously Nick has too. I know Nick's not the biggest believer in Giolito. I've heard that conversation as well. But I like what we're seeing here. He's avoiding the blowups as often as you'd hope. So Gio versus a red-hot Royals team. That's the crazy one. Their offense is clicking right now, so beware. And then Brendan Faught's the bare minimum on DK, $4,500. First start, jitters, whatever you want to call it, not great. He's much better than that. He gets the Miami Marlins, looking for a bounce back. If he doesn't, hey, maybe he's just broken. We'll see. But I'll take a chance on the talent of Brendan Faught, especially at the price point against the Miami Marlins. Things I'm looking forward to on Tuesday, May 9th, is Brendan Faught take two. I'm really looking forward to that. Again, the skills are too good. Home matchup against the Marlins, you can't ask for much better in that scenario. So give me some Brendan Faught on that one. Shohei Ohtani versus Framber Valdez. This is big boy stuff in Los Angeles. Get the lights on. Get the people. Call Hollywood. Let's have some fun. Astros, Angels, Ohtani, Framber. Looking forward to that ball game. That's going to be a fun one. A little late night West Coast action for you. Mentioned Max Scherzer earlier. I'm really curious because he came off the IL. Horrible against Detroit. Or not the IL. He was suspended. Horrible against Detroit. He's saying he's battling through an injury. He's got Great American Small Park. This has the makings for a just meltdown. So I'm really curious to see how this takes place. And the Mets fans are angry right now. It is May 9th when you're listening to this. They are angry people right now on Twitter. So this could be a fun one to watch. And the last but not least, the debut of Luis Ortiz with the Pirates against the Road Rockies. Really looking forward to that. We've seen all these great prospects getting called up. Ortiz is a very good prospect, not in the same realm probably as these other prospects we've been seeing, but still a very good prospect that might surprise some people down the road here. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Make sure you guys go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out PL Pro and PL Plus. Gets you in the Discord, gets you the PLV tools, the pitching bot, and much, much more. All the great stuff that pitcherlist.com has to offer you when it comes to fantasy baseball and real baseball and all the goodies. Most importantly, the Discord's worth it in itself. Lots of great stuff going on there. So go check out pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. But as I said, that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow with another edition of the First Pitch Podcast. But for now, this was your Tuesday, May 9th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.